and the lesson today.
Just put it on here.
Yeah, I already put it on. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping or pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. And then the next song is the page next, 195. And Brother Bill, if you'll lead us in a word of prayer after this song, then we'll do the invitation song. And we'll have that opportunity at the end of this lesson today.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful to you for this close of another day that we can gather here to sing songs of praise to you, to attend to your word, and Father, to worship you, we pray, in spirit and in truth. Thanking you, Father, for all the blessings you give us, for the spiritual blessings that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we're grateful for the material things that we have in life. For those blessings we realize, Father, come from you, and Father, we are thankful for them and help us to use them in such a way, Father, that it not only sustains our lives, but glorifies you here in this earth. Thank you for the church that meets here in this place. Father, we pray for the members that belong to here, and Father, we pray that they can have a heart where they can see you and need you and want to be with you every time that we meet. Father, we ask you to bless the sick. Father, we ask you especially to bless Sawyer as he's overcoming his operation that he's had. We ask you to bless the family. We pray, Father, that through this operation, even they'll look to you for hope and for help and for guidance, and Father, help us to be whatever we can do for them. And Father, we pray that they somehow will come under your guidance and your help. For the other members that we have, Father, for those that are sick, we pray that you'll heal them. And Father, we pray that those that have not been attending will have a change in heart, and Father, help them to be here at the next appointed time, and help us all, Father, to look to you for all of our life and things that we need here on this earth. Thank you for the land which we live. We're grateful for the freedoms that we have, the bounty that we have. And Father, we pray for those that leave this land, that they'll do so in such a way that they'll bring us back to you and to your guidance and your help and your strength. And Father, help us to become a religious nation that you would be proud of once again. We're grateful, Father, for the men and women that secure this land, that are in the armed forces. We pray that you watch over them and help them, Father, that they may have safety. And Father, we pray for their families, that they may be kept in such a way as to not have to worry about them all of their time. Father, we are grateful for everything that you have done through us, through the doctors and the first responders during the pandemic, and for all that they've gone through. Father, we pray that you watch over them and care for them and help them through their jobs. Go with us on through this service, Father, and even through life as we travel down Road's pathway. Help us, Father, to be what you want us to be at the end of our time, so that we can cross the Jordan and be with you. That is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our invitation song tonight is number 686. 686. What should we teach someone who desires to preach the gospel? That's my subject tonight. What should we teach someone? And those are things in the Bible that are found that we cannot do without. You say, well, every page has something we cannot do without. And I would say that that's probably true. But for sure, there are certain things that are there that are said to be the thing that we must have. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, beginning verse 7, he said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. And seek, and ye shall find." He said, "To everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, would he give him a stone? Or if he asked for fish, would he give him a serpent or snake? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." To testify of the idea of the place of the Old Testament Bible and how it instructs us and how it guides us to be the people that God would want those people to be and want us to be, this is the sacred passage that Jesus mentioned here in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you." The idea of being a person who doesn't decide for ourselves that we'll do what the Lord has said to do. We'll ask in prayer. We'll seek in our walk of life. And we'll be people who seek and find because we knock and we find the door open for us. That's the hope that we have. And that's the way of life that we're to live. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul notes to you and me how important it is for us to have teaching to be done. He says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Those who preach need to proclaim the message of God. And as they proclaim the message of God, they need to have a message that includes the faith that is in that teaching. Belief that the Lord is with us if we do his will,
and that he opposes us if we do not do his will. So if we believe that he does, within his word, mean his word, and mean that he wants us to follow him, then we'll be people who follow him in such a way that we have an enjoyment of that faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Hebrew writer will say in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We must be people who follow the Lord in such a way that he says to us, it's impossible to please him without faith. It's impossible to do that. We find ourselves having a faith in the Lord, and that's the way of life that we should follow. In Romans 1 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul addressed a particular thought about what we preach and teach and how we guide people. In Romans 1 and down at verse 16, what do we read there in regard to this matter? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or Gentile. The Jews had the Old Testament of the Bible. They had the word of Moses, the word of the Lord. They were to be people who had a faith in teaching that the Lord Jesus was coming, that the Messiah was coming. And when he came, they so interpreted his coming to be a vindication of getting away from the Roman Empire, that they misunderstood that Jesus was talking about a much deeper problem that they needed to overcome. He had come to help them get rid of their sins, get rid of their mistakes, get rid of their missing the mark. And when they were missing the mark in the way of life that they were doing, if they would follow his teaching, they would not miss the mark anymore. And that's the message that he wanted to deliver to them. And all the way to the death of Jesus and at the cross, he found himself teaching that way and that way of life that the Father wanted them to follow. It is the case that they did not follow that way because they misunderstood, and they chose to not follow the will of the Lord that was explained to them. There's a passage found in the latter part of the book of Romans in the 16th chapter, in which it is noted to you and me the following. Verse 25. Now to him that is of the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of my mystery, the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, and now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting Father or God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith to God, only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. It is the case that the Lord gave this message as a commandment of the everlasting Father made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. When we believe something, we're to put it into practice. When you and I have a way of life that we do not put into practice, of what benefit is it to us? Is it not benefit to us at all? But if we have a way of life that we believe that's to be practiced, and we put it into practice among those who are around us and about us, we talk that way, we think that way, we plan that way, we're obeying the faith that we believe in, and thus we have a wonderful blessing to come. When we find this to be the case, we find a way of life that we find that we should follow. In the book of Revelation, it is noted to us how important it is to be people who follow the cause of God. He says in Revelation chapter 22, and down at verse 18, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophets of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things written in this book. He that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This is the blessing of God that we have when preaching of the gospel is done and teaching of the word of God is done and the practice of it is to be summed up in Jesus' own words and the words that Paul and others taught as they came along. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask God into your life. Ask him to be a part of every decision that you make. Ask him to bless you with every cause that you believe is a just cause and a good cause to be there. Let's stand together and sing 686, please, as an invitation song tonight to any subject to Jesus' invitation.
Oh, do not let the word depart, and close thy eyes against the lie. Poor sinner, pardon not thy heart, be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight?
And have taken of the Lord's Supper today, have we not? We mentioned earlier that we felt like that Wednesday night we would have just four of us here, and so we are canceling out our Wednesday night service this week. We're just canceling it out. So we put up on the sign, no Wednesday meeting tonight. Well, verse of 345 as we close tonight. And Brother Spencer, would you close us in a word of prayer after this? First verse.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Let's pray together.
Father in heaven, we're so grateful that you allowed us to come here to hear another part of your word. We pray that we would be doing those things that we should do, and that we would undo those things that we should not do. We pray that you will go with us now throughout our lives. Give us home with you in heaven someday when this life here on this earth is over for us. And give us the hope of being with you always. Give us our many sins and go with us now to the rest of our days. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.